What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Good morning to you. Tuesday morning, Jody Cameron and John Ritchie, along with Ben Davis and Rhea. We got Fran in for Seltzer. If you want to whack away at Seltzer behind his back.
Franny does do kind of a nice job of incorporating songs
great
that
job.
We were recently discussing, something that related to them. Dave Grohl.
Yeah, it's part of why I think
nice
Seltzer's,
job, Franny.
Why Seltzer's overrated. I mean, come on.
Not paying attention enough?
I don't know that Jimmy's overrated. Jimmy's really talented. And
but you know when the callers call in, I love Seltzer. I love him so much. Such a nice guy. Like, yeah, settle down.
He is a really nice guy.
Are you just mad because they don't say it about you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, jealous of it.
Very
so,
nice.
Enough about me. Let's talk about me.
Yes. Yeah.
So 2 days ago was the 40th anniversary of Live Aid. We talked about that yesterday. Today we're spinning it forward. If there was a Live Aid today, who would be there? So here are some of the names we've said so far. If there was a new Live Aid, who would be there? So amongst the old crew, those that were there 40 years ago or could have been there 40 years ago, I mean, from the old heads, you could still have Sting, you'd still have Madonna and U2, the Stones, you could still have The Who, you could still have McCartney, you could still have Bruce.
The Stones were disassembled when they played, though. I think back then. Mick might have been, they might have been mad at Mick.
Well, wasn't he up there with Tina Turner?
Solo? Yeah, he was up there with Tina Turner for two songs.
That's what I thought, yeah.
And then, other Stones were playing with other bands. It seemed like there was discordance.
That does happen sometimes. But we're looking for the new generation. So, new generation names that have been said so far, if such a concert was held today. Taylor, we're looking for more. So give us the others that we're missing here. We got Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga, Beyonce, Green Day, Metallica. Now, they've been around for a while, but we're not in 85. Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Foo Fighters.
Bruno Mars.
He was one of my favorite Super Bowl halftime shows. Yeah.
Post Malone.
You know what I'm noticing? It's a lot more individual acts than bands. That's just what's...
Is it because they put together all these, the One Direction, all the band, the boy bands and the girl bands and all that kind of stuff?
I'm not sure why.
Not organic.
I mean, look, we've had that back in the day.
Rihanna's got to be there.
Rihanna, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Maroon 5?
Eh.
No, not Pink.
I don't think anymore.
No.
I think they have a new album coming out. They were big.
They were huge.
Massive.
All right, well, help us out at 215-592-9494. What's another band or individual that should be up there?
Adam Levine's focused on being a dad. You see him carrying the backpacks around and doing all that. He's not doing it doesn't seem like they're even playing. I think they
have a new album coming out.
Oh, okay.
I think they do.
How about that?
Interesting.
By the way, we had to settle from yesterday, and by we, I mean literally Seltzer, all jokes aside, the answer from yesterday of, so Ben, yesterday we were doing the best combination, two people of the same first name.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a ton of great answers.
But tell them the only reason we did it yesterday.
Because Seltzer wasn't here.
Seltzer doesn't like this topic.
As soon as James is gone, just make it easy. That way we don't have to hear us squabbling and complaining. But then we actually gave him the responsibility after the show of choosing the winner because we were stuck 2-2. So here's who we had at the end of the show. We had the Michaels. Who do you think the Michaels were? Give me the two Michaels that were said, Ben.
Michael Jackson
and
Michael Jordan.
Yes. That's powerful.
Pretty chalk.
I mean, I don't know if you get any better.
All right, so we had the Michaels versus the Muhammads.
Uh-huh.
Who were the Muhammads?
You got Ali and...
The Prophet, Muhammad.
Muhammad.
Okay. Man.
Yeah. Right.
Everyone got named after.
Yeah, the Muhammads are the Muhammad Ali and Muhammad.
And Muhammad.
Yeah. All right.
But it sort of feels like it's a little bit, I don't know, of a cheat almost.
Yeah, somebody said that to me. His name was Cassius originally.
Yeah. Yeah, but he changed his name.
I know, he legally changed his name.
That
doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I know, but it's... Yeah, well, Babe Ruth is George.
I know.
George Herman.
And we called him Muhammad Ali.
Yeah,
that's what we went by yesterday.
Well, yes.
What are they called by?
Yeah, what do we refer to them as? He's now referred to as Muhammad Ali. I mean, Kareem's been Kareem for 50 years.
But he was named after the Prophet Muhammad.
I'm aware of that.
Named after the man.
Well, and Martin Luther King Jr. was named after Martin Luther.
But that might disqualify
them. All right, well, not in my
contest.
Opinion. Anyway, so Ben, we were 2-2. Mm-hmm. So we say we're going to let Seltzer decide who the winning answer is. I went to James with a text right after the show. Here is his response. I guess the Muhammads. So congratulations to our caller, Nick, from yesterday. John, Nick has won
with the answer.
That wasn't a strong answer by him, I guess.
No, you know why? You know why? Because he was probably so annoyed we did the topic.
Oh, that was his way to get a dig in while giving you God. I understand.
Correct.
Now.
All right, 2-1. So, Nick, you, buddy, have won the tickets to see Dave Matthews from yesterday's show. We have another pair of tickets for Dave Matthews on the line today. Today, the question we're asking you is in honor or dishonor of Twitter, which is the 19th anniversary of the creation of Twitter back in 2006. What, like Twitter, is also good and bad?
What happened to you?
Twitter's got a lot of good. It's got more bad than good, but it's got a lot of good and it's got a lot of bad. What else is good and bad?
So much bad.
Yeah.
There are so many, Joe. There are so many individuals who make songs. The band thing, we are discovering that there might be a real problem here.
Yeah,
there aren't bands anymore. What bands do we even think of as performers
that are
popular?
If you're great, go out on your own.
It seems like that's what everyone's doing.
Ben, you think I don't think about leaving this show?
Hey, Adele.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, Adele's another good answer.
Ed Sheeran.
Well, can you let the audience have a couple? Yeah, you're right. Adele and Ed Sheeran. Listen, it would be a very talented concert, but a different kind of concert.
Yeah,
different
it's all
kind,
like the
yeah.
singular. It's all like the Joan Baez, not the Who.
Who are the Jonas Brothers? Are they? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, it seems like, I don't like, even know, do they play now?
That was a while ago.
I don't know.
Are you a big Jonas Brothers fan? What is
that?
L.
No?
That's Gilio when he said L. Wait, did the Eagles chant? He just says L?
You play the weirdest drops.
Played often. That one, maybe not on this show, but
played often.
Other shows.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right, so Jalen Hurts, NFL executives and coaches and, let me get the right term here, and scouts. Have him ranked as the 9th best quarterback in pro football.
Well, dumb ones.
I think that's too low. So the rankings as they present it, this is 70 people, though, by the way. We should take stock at 70. That's not 7. That's not 2. That's a lot of people.
Were their ages 70?
Yeah, their age might be 70.
Come on,
So the way they rank him up is Mahomes 1, Josh Allen 2, Burrow 3, Lamar 4. Jaden Daniels, 5. Stafford, 6. Now, I think Hurts should be somewhere in the 5 to 7. I'd put him 5. But I do agree with Jaden Daniels and Stafford as 2 that would be right there with him. But then they go 7, Herbert.
Nice.
8, Jared Goff. 9, Hurts.
I think they just put Herbert up there all the time just on account of because.
Well, yeah, it's what they think he should be.
Should be.
Should be.
Yes.
Not what he is.
Yes.
And here's the thing. Jalen brings to the table, while he's not as good a passer as Herbert and some of these others, that is a fact. He is an exceptional runner, and that helps them win games. And it's not just when he runs the ball, scramble or designed run from the jump based on the way the defense goes. It's also the improvised runs, which Herbert doesn't have in his bag at all. And it's also the tush push. Like, that's the tush push is a little bit like saying, well, what if Michael Jordan couldn't dunk the ball?
Yeah, he's so elite at it, they want to remove it.
Could dunk the ball. I mean, it's like, well, what if Michael Jordan couldn't palm the ball? Well, but he could palm the ball.
Josh Allen had 4 chances at the tush push in the AFC Championship game and didn't convert any of them.
Yeah. I feel comfortable with Hurts 5. I have been struck by the extremes. I don't think he's 2. Like, someone like James thinks he's 2. I don't think he's that, but I don't think he's 9. One thing that has stood out to me this offseason, a lot of people go to extremes with their opinion on Hurts both ways. And I just call it like I say it. I call it at 5. I think he's in that grouping with 6 and 7. I think that's his tier. I think he's in the tier with Stafford and Daniels. Some people think he's in the top tier. That's fine. Your opinion, what is it? 215-592-9494. And one of the best defenses of Jalen Hurts, something that was said yesterday. We're going to get to this audio in a moment because I thought someone really brought something strong to the table yesterday on a national front. We'll get to that in a moment. Let's talk to Alex in Ridley Park. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, guys. Love the show. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks, Alex.
Welcome aboard, buddy.
You're welcome, Richie. So I'm more so with Richie on this stance. I feel personally, being Philly native, I would have him at 1. But if you have him at 2, I understand. And I'll give you a litany of reasons. The first one being, he's like the common Eli Manning. Went to the Super Bowl twice. Most people, they're going to say he outperformed Mahomes both times.
I agree with that. But I will say this, Alex. I don't love the Eli Manning. So Eli Manning comparison is interesting, but to me it's not exactly a compliment. Like, Eli Manning was never a top 5 quarterback. On a given night playing in the Super Bowl, he played great. But I don't think there was really more than 3% of people in America at any point of Eli's career that would say he's a top 5 quarterback. No. It was always the Bradys, the Rodgers, the Mannings, the Breeze, and then typically like Roethlisberger and Russell Wilson when he was good, above Eli, and others, by the way. So I don't see Eli as a compliment.
Didn't his stats Russell fall out like totally mediocre?
Eli?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's 2 facts on the negative side that are astounding.
Eli was.
He was above average, but here's why I would vote against Eli Manning.
He was above average in the postseason. He was so average. Just I would call another guy.
No, I would never say
in
he was
the regular season.
He wasn't 16. Eli to me was a 8 through 12 guy. Typically.
Come on. There were seasons where he would give you 25 interceptions.
I know.
Eli was a mess every other year. And then every other year he'd go to the Super Bowl and win
it.
So
here are my 2 facts why I would vote against Eli Manning for the Hall of Fame. Number 1, he literally had, and I mean literally, a 500 career record.
Yeah, like,
his wins and his losses were equal.
That's wild.
But that's not my main fact. My main fact of why I would not vote Eli Manning in the Hall of Fame. He only won a playoff game in 2 seasons. Now, he happened to win the Super Bowl both of those 2 seasons, but like, there was no 3rd year where he even won a playoff game. So anyway, Alex, the Eli Manning thing's interesting. Go ahead, man.
So, a few other points. The list itself is not the top 10 passers, it's the top 10 quarterbacks. And like others have alluded to, everything he brings to the game.
Yeah.
But also, so if people love to just basically ignore these stats that are all out, maybe because they're all memes and you can't believe memes anymore. But in the pocket passer percentages, he's always top 3. Long ball percentage, he's top 3, if not number 1. Then you go down the list further, how he got paid, so he's able to keep those players. Then also the players themselves. A.J. Brown wouldn't be on this team if it wasn't for Hurts. Would Smitty be on the team? Maybe. But I think also the connection to Hurts helped bring him here as well. You have, what, only four quarterbacks in the history have lost the Super Bowl, come back, and won. The records he already has, from rushing touchdowns to rushing yards in a game, like the litany of things of Jalen Hurts all the way around just get looked down upon because everyone wants this statuette.
Look, Alex, you make a good case.
That 32 quarterbacks have thrown 40 passes or more in the Super Bowl, and he has the best completion percentage of all of them. His passing in the Super Bowl was better than Joe Montana's. In the Super Bowl was better than Peyton Manning's, was better than Tom Brady, Brett Favre. That right there.
Well, so John, I put a lot less.
A lot of people are saying this guy can't do.
Much less stock in that than you do because the rules have changed so much since many of them played. Now, if you want to say over the last 10, 15 years that he's number one amongst that group, that's notable. But Montana played with totally different rules 35 years. I mean, that was a long time ago.
Okay.
Alex, I need an answer from you. What is both good and bad?
So my answer is chemo. So
interesting.
Everybody great gets diagnosed. Chemo is the biggest positive. It's your chance to beat it. But at the same time, anybody that knows anybody that's been through it, from losing hair to your immune system shutting down, it is both amazing but then bad at the same time.
That's a fascinating answer, Alex.
We've gotten
some really good answers so far today. That's a good one. Speaking of answers, I thought we had maybe one of the best answers yesterday from someone. Now, most people don't know who this guy is. A guy named Evan Cohen, radio guy for ESPN Radio. But he had a strong, strong, strong defense of Jalen yesterday, stemming from this list where league scouts, executives, and coaches. And I wish we knew if they were head coaches or just assistants. Not that it matters a ton, but it matters a little bit. Anyway, coaches, executives, and scouts ranked Jalen 9th. Evan Cohen from ESPN thinks that's an outrage. Really strong defense. Listen to what he said.
Jalen Hurts may be the most disrespected quarterback we have ever seen. Jalen Hurts has been a starter in the NFL for 4 years. He has started 62 games as a full-time starter. His team in those games, I understand that many people don't want to give quarterbacks credit for win-loss record. His team in those games is 45-17. He's doing something right. 79 touchdown passes, 35 interceptions, a completion percentage in the 60s. Oh, and by the way, 52 rushing touchdowns. He has championed the most unstoppable play in the history of the sport in the tush push. As a full-time starter, I'm not counting his rookie year. He's played in 8 playoff games. His team is 6-2 in those games. He's been to the Super Bowl twice, and he beat the Kansas City Chiefs. And you're going to tell me that this guy is the 9th-ranked quarterback in the NFL? Are you out of your mind?
Pretty strong. I mean, really strong. That's a good front
makes
right
some
there.
Compelling points.
He does. He really does. 215-592-9494. We're going to talk to Elliot in about 15 minutes on Hurts, the Eagles season, which, by the way, in 1 week to get to training camp. We got a lot to cover with Elliot in about 15 minutes. JP in Plymouth meeting right now. Good morning, JP.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great, JP.
I was disgusted by Jalen Hurts being ranked 9th. Like, that's BS. I'm sorry. Like, last year I was saying all year long, who else do we have to beat? We beat everybody, and he gets ranked 9th. I'm sorry, I don't get it. But I'm excited, you know, training camp and everything.
Yeah.
I want to add one thing, and as soon as I hung up the phone with you guys yesterday, I thought of an answer, and this might have won, but it was I thought of Michael Jordan and Michael B. Jordan.
No, because Michael Jackson would have to be above Michael B. Jordan. Has to.
Okay.
Be.
All right. I just thought maybe the same name, but here's a band that should be in England. Years ago, I saw U2 and the band Muse opened up one, and Bono said on the stage, "How did you like Muse?" And the whole crowd went nuts. And Bono said, "They're number one in every single country in Europe. Hmm. Let's try and make them number one here." They're a great band. They definitely would be at the at Live Aid if they were to do it now. They're just an amazing band. If you ever get the chance to see him live, I definitely recommend it.
Gotcha. Okay.
So here's my answer for what is both good and bad.
Yep.
I was a type 1 diabetic with high blood pressure and high cholesterol. By changing the foods that I eat, I was able to reverse diabetes, reverse my high blood pressure, and reverse high cholesterol. So the foods that we eat can be both good and bad for you.
Yeah, so I think the best way to frame it is food that you don't really like the taste of as much.
Hey, the high blood pressure, yeah.
Is that what we're getting at?
Like, that's a valid point.
Yeah, food that you don't enjoy as much is both good and bad. Because it's good, it's healthy, but it's bad, it don't taste as good.
Right.
Is that fair?
No, you're wrong. It does taste good.
I've had the Big Mac, I can tell you. That green stuff doesn't taste as good.
I've had the Big Mac too, and I can make a dessert for you that doesn't have one granulated sugar, and you would never know. I'm telling you, it's a lifestyle that does taste good. It's the things that we eat that can be both good and bad for you.
I believe there's a lot to that, JP. That's really interesting.
I tell my wife all the time, because I'll be the first one to tell you, I'm not a big veggie guy.
Yep.
I'm just not. It's like, we put a man on the moon. Why can't we make asparagus taste like fried chicken?
Yeah.
Like, seriously. Yeah. Like, why can't we do that? I don't get it.
Well, they did improve the Brussels sprout in the last 15 years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were just because we cook it with bacon now.
Yeah.
They made grapes better. I mean, they made the green grapes taste like cotton candy.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It really does taste like cotton candy. Sweeter than any grape I'd ever tasted as a child.
Well, for transformations, the Phillies maybe are looking to have a college kid join them for October. Let's get to this first-round draft pick. We covered it a little bit yesterday, but not with Ben. So, and of course, Ben's son was in the College World Series, and this guy, Gage Wood, was in the College World Series. Let's go back about a month ago when he pitched. This dude, Gage Wood, a no-no.
The 1-2. Yeah. Swing and a miss! Greatness from Gage! A no-hitter!
And not just a no-hitter, but a 19 strikeout no-hitter. So, Ben, we are aware of some of the positives, and obviously the fastball is electric. I was struck yesterday when looking at his stats that Gage Wood, for his three-year college baseball career, had a 4.33 ERA.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've got to imagine is higher or much higher than most first-round draft picks.
Yes.
So what are we to make of Gage Wood being selected two nights ago by the Phillies?
Well, I think you're getting a guy that has two elite pitches, one in the fastball and then the slider. So that would immediately lead you to say, well, he's going to be a bullpen piece. And that's not the way that the Phillies are looking at him. They want him to be a starting pitcher. They drafted him as a starting pitcher. I just don't know. And I think he could definitely help this bullpen out this year. And I could be wrong in saying that or naive in saying that. But I look at him and I think he's very competitive in the strike zone. And he's got two pitches to get you out with. And that's all you need in the bullpen.
And what are we talking in terms of like the power?
We're talking mid-90s with good ride on his fastball, his four-seamer, good ride at the top of the zone, and a wipeout slider. And that's coming out of the bullpen, man. That's pretty
good. Now, I'll say this, though, Ben. I would assume, and correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, I know I'm not wrong, but tell me the context to which you would frame this. You also need strong makeup, and mm-hmm. I'm not talking the stuff you put on your face, to be thrown into the crucible of October in Citizens Bank Park. And by the way, not just Citizens Bank Park, but perhaps Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're hoping the Phillies win the World Series. To me, this isn't just about whether this guy has a fastball and another pitch in 3 months. It's about whether he's got the makeup to handle the adversity that comes with being the guy out there on that mound.
He's very confident. He is very confident. You watched the way when he threw that no-hitter versus Murray State. I mean, he exudes confidence. And when I asked about the no-hitter after the game, there was just one hitter that made it to first base, and he hit him with a breaking ball.
Yeah.
And they asked him after the game, what are you thinking right now? He said, I'm thinking I shouldn't have hit that guy.
That's a great line.
That was his quote. And it took me back for a second. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
I like it. He exudes confidence, and he's got the stuff to back it up. The only thing I'm a little negative about is his physical makeup.
In what sense?
He's listed at 6 foot 205. I don't know if he's 6 foot. And he's a max effort guy. I mean, it's max effort every pitch.
To get it there with the full force.
And I was just talking with Rhea during the break, and like you watch Zach Wheeler, who's obviously 6'6", you know, and it's free and easy. Like Zach Wheeler looks like he's yawning out there mm-hmm, sometimes, and the ball just explodes out of his hand. This guy is like much like a strider. Like it's max effort, not very big in stature, but it's, you know, it's 100%
every
pitch.
And Strider's had a lot of nagging injuries
exactly.
this year.
And so that can lead to injury. Like Lincecum was done early.
Done.
Right? Yeah. And he was small.
Yeah.
And he was powerful, but you're saying it took more
It took a lot of effort.
Took more to get it there.
A lot of
interesting.
Effort. Yeah. Huh.
Ben, how often have you seen this concept applied and successful in the major leagues where you...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Draft a kid the same year, and
it doesn't happen very often. It really does not happen very often.
How often with success? Can you think
at all? Not even with success. I'm just saying, like, guys that, I mean, you had the Shanwell gal that was a first baseman with Anaheim. He came straight up. It very rarely happens. John Olerud did it. Pete Incaviglia did it.
Now, Incaviglia was the number one overall pick.
Yeah, yeah. And Olerud went right from Washington State right to Toronto. Never spent a day in the minor leagues. It's very, it's very rare. It's not going to happen with this guy either. But if he gets here at some point this year, you know, I do think he could help this bullpen out.
Well, they could use it.
And Rhea had a great point. She said, then you don't have to go out and get two bullpen pieces. You can just have one. You just need to go get one. Because he'll
get
the
bat.
You know?
Do you believe this is part of the plan? Do you believe Dave Dombrowski expects, you know, with this draft pick, that this will, is this our imagination?
That would be some
playing
awfully
up?
High expectations, very lofty expectations for him to come up this year.
My only hope, okay. John, is my main hope is, it's not my only hope. My main hope related to the pick is that they didn't draft him primarily because they think he could join him in 3 months. I mean, we have this discussion all the time when we have NBA and NFL picks. Is it about next year? Is it about the next three years? Or is it about the best career?
Could it be both?
It could be.
If they use him in the bullpen with the plans to have him in the future
as
a starter.
If they really believe he's, I don't want to use the word destined, but is likely to have the best career of everyone.
They have a pressing need right now.
They do. No, I mean, it's true.
And if he can help them, why not?
That's true. All right, so you can weigh in on the Phil's pick. We're also As we assess the Phillies at the All-Star break today, you know, this week in the All-Star game tonight, asking you to complete the sentence, the 2025 Philadelphia Phillies are. So, John, let me fudge it a little bit here because it's not exactly a one-sentence answer. But here's what I put down. Because really it's hard to sum it up with just like a couple words to complete the sentence. Here's what I have. I've got five bullet points. The 2025 Philadelphia Phillies are more annoying than the record would make you think they should be. Pretty darn good, not great. Incredibly imbalanced with starting pitching that is an A-triple plus, hitting for a quality team, which is probably a C, and relief pitching for a quality team that is probably a C-minus, maybe a C. The Phillies are a team that can, absolutely can, win the World Series, but they are a group that could use help. That's how I sum up the 2025 Phils.
You left out R in first place.
Yeah. No, you're right. No, Ben, you're
so
right.
So easy to forget.
Yeah.
With the way that we feel.
Well, that's why my first.
We feel.
Because of the last three Octobers.
Of the no,
because
of the offense.
Because of the last three Octobers. Guys, if this was 07 or 22, think about it. And we're 93. Think about what 93, 07, and 22 represented. First time in a long time.
Yeah.
93, they hadn't been in the playoffs in 10 years. 07, they hadn't been in the playoffs in 14 years. And 22, they hadn't been in the playoffs in 10 years. Or 11 years, I guess it was. What's the point? The point is you enjoy the ride a little more.
Yeah.
We're not enjoying the ride that much because
it's more the Arizona and the Mets series.
Of course
than,
it is.
Than the World Series.
Of course
everybody
it is.
Was jacked up for the start of the following.
Yeah.
Because you thought, oh, they're definitely going
to
win it.
But to your point, Ben, if you want to go micro, beyond like overall scope, because the most annoying aspect is the hitters. Like the bullpen is rough and the hitters are rough-ish, but it's because those hitters are being paid so much money or were believed in guys like Stott and others that we thought they'd be more advanced. And that's why I use the term imbalance. I mean, Ben, like they're not 91 Eagles imbalance where you had this all-time defense and you had an offense that couldn't freaking move the ball because Randall and McMahon got hurt and I got freaking Brad Gable in there. That is imbalance to the greatest extent possible.
Right.
But this is imbalance, Ben.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the kind of thing, John, you remember the Giants? Remember the Strahan Giants with Tiki and all? Like they had Tiki on offense but not much else. And the defense of the Giants, we get freaking furious at the offense. Because they would hold a
Tiki
team.
And Amani Toomer.
Yeah, he was pretty good. But you know him.
He was good.
He was. But you get my point. Like, the Giants' defense used to get so mad at the Giants' offense. Like, come on, guys. Just get us 20 points.
Yeah.
We'll win the game.
That D-line and this, could. It struck fear in everyone's hearts. And they could get after you without blitzing.
Yeah.
But they couldn't score.
This is an imbalanced team.
Yeah. I mean, they're relying so heavily on their starting rotation.
They are.
And at some point, it's like, I can't give up a run because I don't know if my team's going to score a run.
Yeah. I mean, you do run into those scenarios sometimes. And look, even that last game they played, they won, but they won 2-1.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of that this year. All right, we'll talk to Elliot coming up shortly. Let me play for you some audio of Ray Dittinger. We had Ray on the program last week. By the way, Nick Sirianni with a big defense. Some quotes that came out yesterday. And Elliot quotes Sirianni. So I'm going to read right from Elliot. Not Elliot, I'm sorry. Tim McManus, I mean to say. Tim McManus is story on ESPN.com. It says, Eagles coach Nick Sirianni offered a poignant response to the notion that quarterback Jalen Hurts was along for the ride during Philadelphia's Super Bowl run last season. Here's a quote from Sirianni. I think that's bull. You know what the next four letters are, Ben? I just want to make sure that's bull.
Pucky.
Mm-hmm.
That's bullshot.
Yes.
Yeah, Sirianni says that's bullshot. So Sirianni gives you the BS word.
Bad stuff.
Bad stuff. So strong defense from Sirianni, which is good job by him taking the quarterbacks back. Let's listen to the ditty. Ray Dittinger was on our program last week. I asked him about Jalen. Here's what he said.
Where do you come down on what Jalen is, what he'll become, and the conversation that surrounds the entire thing?
Well, I think he's become it. The question you ask about any quarterback in any city in any situation is, can this guy win you a Super Bowl? That's where you start at that position. That you know, you look at that guy and you say, can this guy win me a Super Bowl? Well, he's answered that question. He got you there twice, and just a few months ago he won it and he was the MVP. So that big question he's already answered. Now, is he everybody's idea of the ideal quarterback? Does he fit the quote-unquote prototype? Yeah, probably not. But the fact is that he does all the things that you need a a quarterback to do to win games. And I, you know, I mean, I would certainly put him, you know, I would have him closer to 2 than 5 if I were rating.
Closer than 2 to 5. Now, I think that's an extreme, right? Because I got him at 5, and I'm comfortable with that. When I hear someone say 2, I think that's too high. And by the way, to me, it's the, you know, win the Super Bowl thing and even MVP thing. Like, there are Super Bowl MVP winning quarterbacks who are part of 13-3 type teams, whatever, like, that I would not put in the top 5, or 12-4s. I mean, Eli, no, they didn't go 12-4, but for what it's worth, he won 2 MVPs. I would never say he's top 5.
What about Joe Flacco?
Flacco was never top 5.
He was great in the playoffs.
He was
that
never
season.
Top. Yeah. Flacco was in the Eli 8-12 range. That's where he lived, 8-12. He got hot that January. He got hot. You know, Rippon was part of a team with the Reds.
I think Flacco was better than that. I think Flacco.
He was never top five.
His arm was in an elite circle while he was playing.
But he couldn't do off script. Couldn't do it.
He could do it better than what people gave him credit, I think. I think Joe Flacco's still playing.
That's
Joe
amazing.
Flacco is competing in Cleveland against Shedeur Sanders this year.
Pick a year.
He's not top
year.
Five, but he's so much better than what he gets credit for historically.
Let's take 2012. That's the year he won the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
Or 11. It was 11 or 12. All right, who would be the top 5 then? Brady, Manning, Rodgers, Breeze, and then either Roethlisberger or Roethlisberger. That's it. 2011, 2012, that's my top 5. Like, there's no way Joe Flacco ever cracked the top 5, but he had a great January.
Well,
look, Nick Foles had a great January.
The point is Joe Flacco is probably 6 there. Like, Joe Flacco could have been 6.
I'd have to think about
it
a little more.
He was good enough to be 6 with that group.
Maybe. Maybe.
Was Andrew Luck still playing then?
No. Luck came a little after that.
Okay.
You
still have Lamar. Romo
would have been in that range. Honestly.
I wasn't, but
he was pretty good.
He was pretty good.
That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
He's pretty good.
You still have Lamar ahead of Hurts.
I do.
Why?
Because I think he's just better. What does
Jalen have to do?
In what aspect?
Well, a dynamic place.
Lamar, has he won a Super Bowl? No. Has he played well in the postseason? I don't think so.
No, he
has. Lamar has been a liability.
Lamar has pulled a Romo.
For the Baltimore Ravens in the postseason. So
Lamar's
we have
pulled
the
a couple
opposite
of No, I get
that.
It.
So again, what does Jalen need to do to show you?
I'd like to see him be better in the passing game.
He showed us he was better in the passing game last year.
With greater consistency.
With greater volume? Is that really what you're asking for? You really want us to return to Andy Reid's overthrowing ball ways?
I do not want that. What I do want to do is
running the football is what wins in the NFL right now. That's part of what made our defense so formidable last season.
It's part of what makes
Keeping
him great.
Them off the field.
It's the thing he does
it
the best.
It all fits together.
Yes. It's his greatest
So
attribute.
You're saying what you need to see from our quarterback is him to throw the ball more, which makes our offense less effective.
I didn't say that.
Be more efficient throwing the ball more.
Yeah.
He's amongst the most efficient quarterbacks in the history of football at throwing the football. If we're talking about completion percentage, passing efficiency, those numbers above expected, all that stuff, he takes the cake statistically.
All right, let's get to Elliot. Elliot Shure Parks with us every Tuesday. By the way, we also have the Twitter poll question of the day. Brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Poll question with the All-Star Game tonight. We ask you, do you care about the baseball All-Star Game as much as you used to? My guess is many people will say no. All right. Elliot Shure Parks is brought to us by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Good morning, Elliot.
What's up? How you guys doing this morning?
Quite a bit, awesome. My man. We got a lot happening here. The Hurts thing has come back again.
Yes.
And look, this time it is accompanied by a big and strong defense from Nick Sirianni of his quarterback. Give us your understanding of the setting in which Sirianni said this. And Nick doesn't usually go to the curse form of presenting himself with a curse publicly. So he went into that bag of tricks. What do you make of what Sirianni said and how he framed it?
Yeah, he's always, I think, been pretty defensive of Jalen. If you remember last year, I think it was after the win over Baltimore on the road, where Jalen didn't put up a ton of stats, but I thought played very well. Nick said something similar. I think he actually used the same exact word when defending Jalen. So, you know, during my time covering Nick, I think one thing that's very true about him is he very, very, very much values the relationship with his players. And I think he does believe Jalen is a very good quarterback. But I also think he knows that while Jalen might not ever admit it, it does bother Jalen that he gets consistently ranked lower on this list and where his resume might, you know, think that he should be. And I think Nick knows standing up for Jalen is good for their relationship.
No question.
When Nick speaks firmly and strongly about, you know, this criticism, he knows that Jalen's going to hear that. So I do think Nick believes it, but I also think he knows the benefits of sticking up for his quarterback publicly.
So tell me if you agree with this comment, Elliot. This is the way I view sort of this Hurts thing from a national standpoint. Because when I see 70 NFL people, like actual people in the NFL, call him ninth, I think that's ridiculous. I'd put him fifth. I don't go as high as two. I put him five. But here's where I think a lot of it comes from. There are people in the NFL who were brought up to believe it's the traditional pocket quarterback thing. And while a lot of coaches and teams have evolved to run their offenses differently, some people don't think differently. And that leads to Hurts being ranked ninth instead of fifth. Like, the tush-push is a factor. Like, he can do it, Herbert can't. Now, he's got great offensive linemen, but he's great at it. And he should get points for that. And I think people miss that. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, so I think that's definitely part of it. I think the reason, or it's twofold. One, I do think because of the uniqueness of this list, right, where it is head coaches, GMs, executives, I think we all need to accept that this is just where Jalen is viewed around the league. This isn't about they don't like Jalen. This isn't about they're not getting. This is just how they view him. If there was a draft of every quarterback in the NFL, Justin Herbert would go ahead of Jalen. Now, we can feel that's wrong. We can think that that's not giving Jalen the credit for what he's deserved. I'm just saying that list accurately depicts, I believe, how Jalen is viewed around the league. Now, why is it that way? I think it's the same exact reason when we talk about Nick, when we talk about, you know, Jalen, it's the talent on the roster. They are consistently dinged for the talent on the roster. If you look at Justin Herbert in LA, people will look at that and go, he does not have the talent Jalen has. Now, here in Philadelphia, we know that Jalen has been a big part of this roster becoming so talented. I think it's a misconception that when Jalen came into the Eagles, he walked into a great situation. He did not. He was drafted to be a backup with Carson Wentz here and almost no talent on the roster. In 2021, it was not a great situation for a quarterback to be in. Now, is he the reason the roster's improved? No, of course not. Howie has a big part of that. Nick has a big part of it. But AJ had a relationship with Jalen. Devontae had a relationship with Jalen. So yes, it's a better situation, but Jalen is a part of the reason it's such a good situation.
Does the roster need to stink for everyone to eventually value Jalen? When does the underappreciation end?
So I think it sounds extreme, but I think you're probably correct. If Jalen were to go on a 7 or 8 game streak without AJ, without Devontae, maybe without Saquon. Obviously, that's not something he wants to have happen. That's not something the team wants to have happen. But if the objective is just to get him higher on these lists, then yes, I do think if he was productive without those players around him, it would help him. But that would not be good for the Eagles. So ultimately, if at this time next year, how are we viewing this where Jalen is second or Jalen is top five? I think he's got to win the Super Bowl again. Like, if he wins another Super Bowl, I don't see how the executives around the league, the coaches, the GMs, still have him ninth. But again, I do believe this is where he is viewed around the league. Not where I have him, but I think that we all need to accept Jalen is still viewed around the league lower than the guys that he is lower than on this list.
And where do you have him?
So I think Jalen belongs either 2 or 5, and it depends on how you're making
the list. What?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It depends
on
how
you're three
or riding
four.
The fence, and then I don't know what that's called.
Two or five.
Well, I think he's 1 or 20.
I think the Sixers are either going to make the playoffs next year or they're not.
No. Well, the Sixers aren't going to make the playoffs, but I would put him two. On my list, I have him two, but I think the fair places to put him are either two or five, and it depends how you're doing it. If you want to value the Super Bowl and the fact that he has one and the other four quarter or the other three quarterbacks don't, then he should be two. And if you want
to
do it off of just pure talent, he's five.
Yeah, but then you can include Stafford and others, Sean.
I do include Stafford. Stafford has won a Super Bowl. I value that. I think that boosts Matthew Stafford's value in this list.
So here's one of my arguments against that lean, Elliot. I mean, a guy like
how can you
Eli,
not have that lean?
Like Jim
it's
Plunkett.
It's the most important
Jim Plunkett
game of the season.
I never heard anyone call Jim Plunkett a top five quarterback in football. Guy went two.
He played. Yeah, but he played like a top five quarterback in those postseasons and in those Super Bowls.
I understand you can have a run. Like Foles was never a top five. I mean, he was
right,
maybe
but
other
but
than,
the
maybe other than Tom Brady. Maybe did. Other than 2013, he was never a top 10. Right?
Yeah. I just think the difference is with Eli Manning, he consistently was like a 500 quarterback right. in his career. Jalen, we point to the Super Bowl, but even if you remove the Super Bowl win, Jalen's resume is pretty impressive. In fact, I would bet if you include the Super Bowl, there are not many people at 26 years old that had the football resume Jalen has from high school to college to the NFL.
No,
there's
no.
probably not been many. So you are right that Eli Manning was probably never a top five quarterback. But the difference is Jalen wins about 80% of his games consistently, and that has to matter.
Elliot with us right now. It's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today. All-Star game coming up later tonight. We'll talk more about that as we move forward. From the Tasty Cake studio today. So, Elliot, you know Jalen better than we do. You have access as a beat reporter to the scene down there with great frequency. I'm curious your answer to this question. How much do you think the negative comments bother Jalen? From afar, I sense it probably bothers him a lot. He doesn't let on to it publicly. I know it would bother me. How much do you think it bothers him?
I definitely think it bothers him. I think he is very good at publicly putting on a face of he doesn't care. He doesn't often cause any controversy at the podium. But I think privately, he definitely is aware of what everyone says. I just don't think you can be someone that is so obsessed with greatness and is so obsessed with being viewed as one of the best of all time and then not care about how you're viewed currently.
Don't you think he cares more about how his teammates view him and how his coaches view him than how some ESPN poll views him?
I guess, but I do think that the public narrative around him is something that bothers him, and I do think it's something that should bother him. I mean, he probably thought...
I think it should, too. And I think it motivates him.
Yeah, I think it motivates him. He probably thought, if I win the Super Bowl, that's when I'll get my credit, right? And he has to an extent. Yeah. Let's be clear. I mean, he, you know, I think on this list, he was unranked last year. So the fact that he's moved up into the top 10 is giving him credit. But no, definitely, from being around Jalen since he's been drafted.
He was unranked, Elliot, last year on this same list?
Remember,
yeah,
because that's...
John, you got to remember, at the end of 2023, it was a disaster.
Yeah.
Think about that concept. I mean, if that's what we're talking about here, like, I remember how bad
he was at the end. I mean, he took a safety in a playoff game from the 12-yard line. That's hard to do.
I get it, but that was awful. You have to factor... But you have to factor in the fact that the same people who last year did not include him on this list. Like,
no,
I think that says a lot.
It's
and
a
we
jump.
Hadn't even, we, I didn't know that information.
Well, but
that last year he wasn't even on this list.
But let's dip back even more in the Jalen story, because I think this one goes.
How is that possible?
Well, again, he was horrible at the end of 23. I think this one goes under discussed, I'll say, Elliot, because we talk an awful lot about the transfer from Alabama to Oklahoma and the benching in Alabama. But here's one that, if I would guess, probably sticks in his craw. The accomplishments in college football, which included a Heisman Trophy finalist. Right? Didn't he finish second for the Heisman? Remember?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Finished second for the Heisman Trophy, second round draft pick. Now, there's a lot of Heisman Trophy winners that have been bad NFL, and normally it's quarterback.
Tons.
You know, Gino Toretta's of the world, they win the Heisman, and they did have a great team around them, and they're not great in the pros. And when there's been I think Danny Werfel, I think, was one of them. So
Johnny Manziel, is he one?
Well, he didn't win the Heisman.
He never won the Heisman?
No. But the quarterback position, especially on an Alabama or old school Miami, it can lend itself to, like, you win 12, 13 games, you win a national title, you stink in the pros. But I'll say this, Elliot. He was probably cheesed to go in the second round. And let's be real. He should have been a first-round pick. I mean, given what he's put out there, obviously the league misidentified him coming out of college.
Yeah, I would agree. And not only that, he was drafted to be a backup. His own team essentially said when they drafted him, we view you as a backup quarterback. So I think that's part of it. But draft stock does play a huge part. You brought up Nick Foles. Nick Foles, if he was a first round pick, he probably gets more chances to be the Eagles starting quarterback than he ever actually got. But because Carson Wentz was a first round pick, he gets the team back after they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
With Jalen had to earn his right to be the starting quarterback. He was never the plan for him to be the starting quarterback. In fact, they kind of lucked into it a little bit, but he had to earn that because of his draft stock. And one thing that's very true, I think in all sports, but definitely in the NFL, where you're drafted impacts your opportunity and how you're viewed a long time after your draft.
I'll give you an example that I agree with you 1,000,000%, Elliot, and Seth Joyner and I have talked about this. I think both on and off the air. The fact that Seth was drafted, I think it was in the eighth or ninth, something like that.
It was later than that. It was a number that I couldn't believe was so high.
It's a number that no longer exists because they only do seven rounds now. Seth and I both believe is a factor in why he hasn't made the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I mean, for instance, it took an extra couple years for people to even like essentially realize he existed on the national level. So you missed a couple Pro Bowls you could have gotten. Here we are 30, 40 years later. You don't have those early Pro Bowls. And it's like, I guess he wasn't that good. He's not a Hall of Famer. And I mean, to me, that's nonsense because I thought Seth was a flat out Hall of Fame football player.
Well,
but how it starts sets in motion a lot of things.
If Jalen was a first round pick, I think we'd be discussing him, and nationally he'd be discussed as a potential Hall of Fame player based off his resume alone. I think how he would be viewed. And I'm pretty sure all the other nine quarterbacks on that list were all first round picks, right?
Yes.
Wow.
So he's the only one that wasn't there.
Interesting. Yet. All right, Ellie, a couple other things I want to get to here with you. One of which, and this one bothers me, and I can't say it's the end of the world, and I can't say no one can prove anything with it, but it bothers me and I think it stinks. That the ring ceremony is, what is it, like 2 days before training camp starts?
Yeah.
So Ray made a point. Matter of fact, I want to play this audio of Ray. Let's listen to the ditty last week because I asked Ray about the timing of the ring ceremony. He flipped it around and views it differently than I did. Here's something Ray said.
Do you find it annoying and or a little potentially problematic that the ring ceremony, because the rings were delayed coming in, is not until I think it's 2 or 3 days before training camp? Which is something a team normally gets out of the way way, way before training camp. Is that irritating, and is that potentially a little clunky?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. You know, you get the ring when you get the ring. I don't think there's any prescribed right time or ideal time to do it.
All right, so, Elliot, I've made a point in my life to not disagree with Ray, except when I know I'm right.
You did it three times on Friday. I was listening.
Right. All right, so, Elliot, I mean, I feel really confident the right time to do it is not 2 days before the start of training camp.
Oh, come on,
What say you, Elliot?
Yeah, I don't think they would have picked this. In fact, they didn't pick it, right? They did not initially want to do it in this time. Now, I think the biggest thing with this is it's just a buzzkill for the party itself, because you know all night on Friday when they're getting these rings, it's going to be, hey, we got it on Monday. We start back up on Monday. Here we go. Whereas had they done it 6 weeks ago, then maybe they could truly let themselves enjoy it. But as to whether it can be a distraction, if this is a distraction, then we got a 2023 season coming our way. Like, this will be the first test, right? Of this is going to be all year. Maybe the ring ceremony is on Friday, but they're going to be living through a ring ceremony all year. The banner coming down on week one, all the primetime games. So this will be a good first test. But yeah, no question, they would not have wanted to do it the Friday before training.
Elliot, what do you know about CJGJ? Like the Sweats and the Milton Williams, and I hope they're all there. But like, they didn't say after leaving things CJGJ said. Do we know his status for Friday?
So I don't know his status. I would be surprised if he came just
really?
Because of what's happened. Well, and also, I mean, he's in Houston now. I think that's one thing with this too. Do these players want to travel to Philadelphia? I know, you know, traveling's not the end of the world for them, but it's not convenient for him. So,
well, right before their own training camp.
Exactly.
That's
the
pain
other
in the
camps
butt
are
for
starting
them.
A little bit later
little
because
bit.
We are earlier with our Thursday night game, so
Chargers
they would
start
have a little
today,
more
though,
time.
Right? Don't
they're rookies reported today.
Oh, the rookies got it.
Yeah, I don't know. I find it, like, I'm not saying it's the end of the world, but I just know after the 2018 experience, I just, this is not what I'd want. I mean, I know Doug had a book in July or August of 2018. I thought that felt misplaced. Like, to me, a ring ceremony to celebrate last year. And look, I know in the NBA they do the banner night, the first night of the next season. Like, but I get it, but this is what happens
with these rings. I received my ring from the Raiders.
This has never happened before.
I can tell you, this is what happens with these rings, the Super Bowl rings, that conference championship rings. When they get done, it's usually just right before the season. You got to make the order, and it gets bloated, and it takes forever. Everyone's waiting. Mine was delivered at training camp when I was an Eagle.
It's because you didn't play for the Raiders anymore.
I know, but the rings weren't available until we were in training camp. Wow. Like, this is just the way the schedule works out. They're making the best of it. It was delayed a little bit. I'm sure that, like, it's not ideal.
I don't like it.
They can handle this.
When should they get World Series rings? What do you want them to do? The first day of the season.
Yeah, but it's not a big party.
To give them the rings from last season because they were delayed a little bit.
Plus, that's the day you boo Adam Eaton. That's what you do. Adam Eaton.
We celebrate that every year around here.
All right, Elliot, one last thing. Give us a totally different storyline related to next week and the start of training camp that we haven't discussed.
I mean, after 5 months of talking about this team nonstop every day, it's hard to think of one we haven't discussed. But all right,
I meant in the last freaking 15 minutes, all right?
Yeah, okay. Well, one thing I do think I would keep an eye on is Jahan Dotson this year. I think that the depth chart at the Eagles receiver is obviously thin behind the starting two. Jahan Dotson, I thought, had an awesome offseason when I saw him. I think he looks way more comfortable. He got traded right at the beginning of the season last year. And with AJ and the knee issues he had last year, Devontae's always been really healthy. If they miss time, they're going to need guys to step up. And I feel more confident in Jahan Dotson doing that this year than I think
we did last year. We forget about the huge catch he had in the Super Bowl. I mean, that was...
And the Green Bay touchdown.
He finished strong. Yeah. Elliot, last thing. Tell me if you agree with this blueprint. Joe versus Jack. Hammer wins tennis. Jack wins running. Hammer wins basketball. Hammer wins overall 3-2, right?
No, I don't think that's going to happen. Unfortunately, I think baseball...
Is that supposed to be funny?
No.
Baseball is your last
chance. Is that really what you imagine?
I don't imagine it. It's what I think is going to happen.
I think you could win tennis, playing baseball.
Could win tennis. Come on, man.
You're going to win tennis.
So you're saying he's going
to... Why do you think you...
Because I'm better than him.
Joe, you have to run to play tennis.
Hey, it's a little side
to side. How do you get to the ball if you don't run?
I do my Jimmy Connors slide. A little slot action.
I wouldn't slide if I were you.
Well, I wouldn't run if I were me. So slide's all I got. So, Elliot, why are you backing him so hard? I don't care if you think he'll win. I don't care. I mean, 80% of people think he'll win. But why haven't I gotten more love from you during this process? What the hell, man?
Well, to be fair, I'm the only person at the station that roots for you and beat the hammer. So I feel like I've done my job in terms of supporting you. But I just think Jack's going to win. I think he's going to win. So I hope you do well. But I don't think you're going to win.
Elliot, this is the part of the conversation where I hang up on you now, okay?
All right.
See you, buddy. Hey, good luck with camp coming up. We'll talk to you a ton. Thanks, Elliot.
Yeah,
thanks,
talk
Elliot.
To you.
All right, let's get back to the phones. 215-592-9494 with everything we're discussing. Reminder, Paul George, some kind of arthroscopic surgery. He's out for, I don't know, however long he's out. Embiid's not in. Isn't it great? Training camp, what is it? Rhea, would it be next month or a month and a half?
Usually they don't announce it, but it's usually, I think, the last couple weeks of September.
So 2 months.
Yeah.
So 2 months from camp right now.
I thought it was on the 5th of Who Cares? I just thrown it out there.
You got no JoJo. You got no PG as of right now. Sean in Delaware. Sean, good morning. Sean, not there, not ready to go. We go to Steve. He's calling from Willow Grove. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Great day, Steve. Hey, Ben, real fast, did your son ever go against this pitcher the Phillies drafted?
He has not. No, he has not. But he had very high things to say about him. He really likes his slider.
Okay, yeah. Great. All right. Listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season.
because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
We got the best quarterback. He won two Super Bowls. The defense lost.
Well, hold on. They don't have the best quarterback. No, Patrick Mahomes is the best. I was five seconds delayed. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback. Come on.
Okay, great. That's what you want to believe. Okay. Patrick Mahomes doesn't have a new coach every season, okay? For the guy
that really does make an impact, Steve. The play caller. We're talking about the play caller, the designer of the offense, has been different every year except for the 1 year that Shane Steichen held over. The first time that Jalen played in the Super Bowl was because he was in that offense for a second year. He felt more comfortable, and you could see the results. I'm excited, Steve. This year, Kevin Petullo, a guy who has been here, now takes over the play calling. So he does have an advanced relationship with Jalen, and I'm hoping that you can see that, you know, translate.
Hoping it goes better than the Brian Johnson experience.
That'd be wonderful.
Not a good experience.
Steve, go ahead, man.
But he just keeps getting better. And he
I disagree with that. His best was 20. Hold on, Steve. His best was 2022. Come on, you know that. His best was 2022 for the season. You know that.
Again, you're changing him every joke. Richie
he
gets
threw the ball
every year.
More.
Richie Rich gets a partner every year. Is he as great as he is?
You can only be great with the greatness of others. Is that Sirianni's
line? Is that
line?
You?
Well, hold on a second. There are exceptions.
Yeah, hammer!
I'll tell you what. I might come out of my shell with this Fritz thing and start firing back, but I'm not there yet.
You would get there.
I'm just a squirrel
Much
trying
more
to
fun.
Find the nut. Ben, do you want the haughty hammer or the humble hammer versus Fritz?
I enjoy the haughty hammer. I do. I really do. I enjoy the haughty hammer.
54% of people in our poll Friday said they want the haughty hammer back.
That's more of your personality.
Well, it's, but you've talked to me off the air. I'm just a common folk.
Regular guy.
Regular folk, all right.
Joe.
At one restaurant, drives down the street, goes to the bathroom in another one.
Yeah,
completely normal.
And goes to a strip club for takeout. You know?
Exactly.
All right, Steve, I need you to answer this because no one has addressed it yet today amongst the callers. Finish the sentence, Steve. The 2025 Phillies are what?
Average.
Come on. Steve, do you remember what an 81-81 club looks like? You remember Mikel Franco? Come on. Average? Dude, you're extreme on both ends. You're extreme too high on Jalen.
Jalen's the best quarterback. The Phillies are average.
And too low on the Phillies. That's ridiculous. All right, Steve, give me an answer, pal. What is both good and bad on this, the anniversary of Twitter? 19 years ago, that Twitter thing started. What is both good and bad?
Heaven and hell.
No, they're two different things.
Yeah, they're two different.
Horrible
yeah.
answers. The guy's 0-3 with his answers. All right, Ben Davis. Mm-hmm. The 2025 Phillies are what?
Excellent in starting pitching.
And?
It's a micro.
Yeah, they're great at one thing. What about the other stuff?
And in first place. They're excellent at starting pitching and in first place.
Yeah, but that doesn't tell the whole. That doesn't tell the whole story.
No,
because they are weak compared to great teams. We're good teams.
Okay,
they are weak in some areas.
The 2025 Phillies are in need of a bat and two arms out of the bullpen.
Absolutely.
How about that?
No,
a story yet to be written.
That works, right?
Yeah, that works. Yeah. John, how would you define them? 2025 Phillies or what?
A story yet to be written. I hope. A story that they have planned. I hope that they have an expectant itinerary for the way the second half goes, and it's going to be better prepared, more informed than we've seen. They will be a better version of the Phillies from 2023-2024 because they had that negative experience. And I think we'll see them reach deeper than what we've seen. They have a chance.
Oh, they definitely have a shot.
If they get hot, they've got that pitching. They've got that, which is what I hoped would be the thing that set us apart, that put us over the top.
Look, I think 80 and 08, I think, were both 64 and 57. I think. Meaning, you know, like a little bit above 500, but not great, like over 100 games into the season. And then they both got hot in September, and they both roared through October. So,
both
like,
teams you were can, 64 and 57.
I think we could look it
don't
up.
Don't you think 08 was more balanced in terms of pitching and hitting?
Yes, but ironic. Yes, yeah. Oh, clearly.
Yeah, definitely more balanced.
Look, here's what I'll tell you: the pitching this group here are the three best groups I've ever seen the Phillies have in a unit ever, my lifetime, ever. This year's starting pitching, 2011 starting pitching, 2007's offense. I mean, it is what it is. Like, they're the three best groups I've seen of offense or defense or pitching, like, that I've ever seen the Phillies have. By 08, they were very balanced. Like, the pitching improved. Wasn't great in the starting pitching, but improved because Jamie Moyer was still doing his thing. Blanton helped.
Yeah.
Bullpen became a monster.
Yeah.
That bullpen.
Bullpen became you had five or six guys you could trust.
You trusted all of them.
People forget about Romero because we always talk about Mattson being the bridge
Ryan
to Lynch.
Yeah.
Romero would pitch every day.
KC was great.
Thank God, Ben, they didn't test him until after the World Series.
Ben, got pitched every day.
Every day.
07 and
08. I wonder how.
Every day.
Jeez.
Is that wrong?
That's wrong.
But
that's wrong.
There's
a couple of things in Philadelphia sports. Here's our list of what we don't talk about. Romero dinged.
Yep.
Affected the start of 09. Might have affected 08.
Who cares? We won the World Series.
And Carlos Ruiz got banged for 50 games.
Oh, God. We totally forgot about that.
Completely forgot about
Carlos
that.
Carlos Ruiz, a 50-game suspension. And only on a bad day do we reference that Lane Johnson has twice been suspended.
Very bad day.
We like to just tuck that one in the deep recesses of our minds. Which will be interesting when his Hall of Fame candidacy comes up. Because I don't, you know, like, he's obviously played at a Hall of Fame level. But he's a two-time found guilty guy.
Yeah.
So, like, that is going to be a really interesting Hall of Fame candidacy.
You know that I don't know how the testing
goes. But anyway,
goes.
we don't discuss this.
I don't know how the testing goes anymore, Joe, but you know that, like, that doesn't go public with the program if you test positive until you've tested positive already.
Which sport?
In football. Oh. The way it used to be.
You have to test positive once, it's the second time?
Yeah.
Wow.
That they make it public. I mean, I don't know if that's changed.
So one get-out-of-jail-free card?
I think so.
Interesting.
I mean, you're a top-secret probation the first time. But again, that could have changed.
Fair enough. All right, one other thing. We got our Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's got the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. So I hate to have a negative-oriented all-star game question, but we're going to put it out there because I think it's one of the ways to approach the all-star game. Question is, do you care about the all-star game as much as you used to? There's not going to be more than 10% that say yes, right?
No.
And it can't be.
And it can't be.
Now, it can still be a cool event.
I'd like to meet the person who says yes.
I'll tell you what that person is. That person's 8 years old.
Yeah. They've just never seen it before.
Anyone that lived through what the All-Star Game used to be and experienced it as a fan the way it used to be can't, in my opinion, can't enjoy it as much now as you used to. But if you're 10 or 8 years old, then you can say, yeah.
What was that?
A circus?
It really did feel like it was way longer than it used to be. And the rules have become
convoluted.
Yeah.
The rules are hard to follow.
Really
very difficult.
Hard.
Yeah. I don't get it.
My buddy Eric texted me last night. He goes, this is as bad as the dunk contest anymore.
They're very similar.
Yeah.
They're very similar.
And I said I disagree because just people don't realize how freaking hard that is to hit like that. I mean, it's a horrendous.
No, it's not the hitters we're talking about. It's scoring.
It's very hard.
But
to
you're
follow.
Talking about the hitters also can get tired if you keep swinging for 450 feet.
Exactly. Yeah. Like it's exhausting. And
well, get in shape.
But yeah, I had a hard time following. Does this guy get an extra swing? Does this guy get because he hit it 450 feet? Does
Booker
he get,
was co- like, Rooker yeah. was complaining right. about that after. Yes.
Right.
Yep.
And right. he had every right to.
Yeah,
I lost because of distance.
Yeah,
it's like
I didn't understand all the rules.
Yeah, there, it was hard to follow.
You said just get in shape. By the way, that's part of why.
A little tongue in cheek.
That's part of why I think you lose tennis, Joe.
Okay.
Like you ask us why we think you might lose.
Yeah.
You need to be in shape to play tennis.
Who says I'm not?
I thought
I looked like Carl Lewis going down to first base the other day. All right, Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie. Of course, I was not safe at first base. We got a lot happening. Your phone calls on all of this on a busy day on 94 WIP.
Keep the summer rolling in style with a new Lexus from Lexus of Cherry Hill during their Golden Opportunity Sales event. I have been leasing my cars from Lexus Cherry Hill over a decade. A lot of reasons why they are an elite of Lexus dealer. They've got tremendous people, great service. You're going to find that out when you enter the dealership. 2025 Lexus models. They are in stock, moving fast, and Lexus of Cherry Hill, they are now a 7-time J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence winner for their customer sales experience. They've got over 300 new NL-certified pre-owned Lexus to choose from, so you are sure to find the perfect ride for your summer adventures. Another thing to love about Lexus of Cherry Hill, they are veteran-owned and operated business. You deserve a Lexus. And you deserve award-winning customer service. You're going to find that. Stop in and see Tony Labello and his team so you can start your journey today at Lexus of Cherry Hill in Mount Laurel or online at lexusofcherryhill.com. Lexus of Cherry Hill, family-owned and operated.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.